That's right. It's time to jump the two. It's our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day. Today being the 22nd of September. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 904 in China, the warlord Zhu Xuanzong killed Emperor Zhao Zong after seizing control of the imperial government, thereby installing himself as emperor and ending the Tang Dynasty, beginning the era of the Five Dynasties and Ten Kingdoms. Going by the name Su Wen, he would rule up until 912 when he was killed by his own son Su Yongguai, who seized control only for Yongguai to be overthrown by his brother Zhu Yongzhen 1 year later. September 22nd in 1598, English playwright Ben Jonson killed actor Gabriel Spencer in a duel and was indicted for manslaughter. The last eight people convicted of witchcraft in the Salem witch trials were hung on this day in 1692. There were 20 hung in the Salem witch trials overall. The remainder of those convicted on charges of witchcraft were all eventually released. Joseph Smith, the founder of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, claimed he found the golden plates from which he would transcribe the Book of Mormon, translating it from Reformed Egyptian, on a hill near his house on today's date in 1823. He claimed to find the plates after being directed by God through the angel Moroni to the place where they were buried. 1914, the German submarine SMU-9 torpedoed and sunk the British cruisers HMS Aborki, Hogue and Creasy on the broad 14s of the Dutch coast, with a loss of over 1,400 men on today's date. September 22nd in 1918, the first direct radio message was sent between London and right here in Sydney. As part of World War II, on Jewish New Year Day in 1941, the German SS murdered 6,000 Jewish individuals in the Ukraine, the survivors of previous killings that took place a few days earlier, in which about 24,000 Jews were executed. Sarah Jane Moore attempted to assassinate US President Gerald Ford on today's date in 1975, but was foiled in the attempt by Secret Service agent Oliver Sipple. Good work, Oliver. 1979, bit of a mysterious one, this one actually. A bright flash resembling the detonation of a nuclear weapon was observed near the Prince Edward Islands on September 22nd. The cause of this flash was never actually determined. In 1980, Iraq invaded Iran in the opening move of the Iraq-Iran War on today's date, following a long history of disputes between the two countries. The war would go on to last 8 years until August 1988, until the United Nations managed to broker a ceasefire. 500,000 Iraqi and Irani soldiers and roughly the same number of civilians were believed to have died in the conflict, with many more injured. However, neither side got a single thing out of it. The war brought neither reparations nor changes in the border to either side. War, what is it good for? And on a more positive note, in 2011, CERN scientists announced their discovery of neutrinos breaking the speed of light. Very exciting scientific news on this day in 2011. Got some very famous birthdays for us as well. Scott Bow, Chachi, is 57 this morning. Doctor Who companion Billy Piper is 35. And Tom Felton, best known as Draco Malfoy from the Harry Potter films, is turning 30 this morning. Happy birthday, Draco. Got some very famous musos for us as well. David Coverdale of Deep Purple is 66. The Queen of Rock and Roll, Joan Jett, is 59. Rapper Mystical is 47. Adam Lazara of Taking Back Sunday is 36. And Pete Denton of The Kooks is 28. But we are going in on this one this morning. Fairly unmistakable. going out on one of my very favourite musical artists of all time, Nick Cave of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Grinder Man. He released 16 studio albums under the Bad Seeds name, and as far as I'm aware, they are all absolutely fantastic. He's a very talented author as well. He's turning 60 today. Very happy birthday, Nick Cave. I'm a big Nick Cave fan, so it is tough to pick just one, but this one is an unmistakable favourite of mine, Red Right Hand. Catastrophic plan designed and directed by his red right.